Jobs asserted his control of the group by canceling a brown bag lunch seminar that Raskin was scheduled to give to the whole company in February 1981. Raskin happened to go by the room anyway and discovered that there were 100 people there waiting to hear him. Jobs had not bothered to notify anyone else about his cancellation order, so Raskin went ahead and gave a talk. That incident led Raskin to write a blistering memo to Mike Scott, who once again found himself in the difficult position of being a president trying to manage a company's temperamental co-founder and major stockholder. It was titled Working For/With Steve Jobs, and in it, Raskin asserted, "He is a dreadful manager. I have always liked Steve, but I have found it impossible to work for him. Jobs regularly misses appointments. This is so well known as to be almost a running joke. He acts without thinking and with bad judgment. He does not give credit where due. Very often, when told of a new idea, he will immediately attack it and say that it is worthless or even stupid and tell you that it was a waste of time to work on it. This alone is bad management. But if the idea is a good one, he will soon be telling people about it as though it was his own." That afternoon, Scott called in Jobs and Raskin for a showdown in front of Markala. Jobs started crying. He and Raskin agreed on only one thing. Neither could work for the other one. On the Lisa project, Scott had sided with Couch. This time he decided it was best to let Jobs win. After all, the Mac was a minor development project housed in a distant building that could keep Jobs occupied away from the main campus. Raskin was told to take a leave of absence. "They wanted to humor me and give me something to do, which was fine," Jobs recalled. "It was like going back to the garage for me. I had my own ragtag team, and I was in control." Raskin's ouster may not have seemed fair, but it ended up being good for the Macintosh. Raskin wanted an appliance with little memory, an anemic processor, a cassette tape, no mouse, and minimal graphics. Unlike Jobs, he might have been able to keep the price down to close to $1,000, and that may have helped Apple win market share. But he could not have pulled off what Jobs did, which was to create and market a machine that would transform personal computing. In fact, we can see where the road not taken led. Raskin was hired by Canon to build the machine he wanted. It was the Canon Cat, and it was a total flop, Atkinson said. Nobody wanted it. When Steve turned the Mac into a compact version of the Lisa, it made it into a computing platform instead of a consumer electronic device.